All right, Robert, you ready to do this thing?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Okay, I find that acceptable. Therefore, we will go ahead and begin with it. Hey, folks, it is time once again for the Place-by-Place Fishing Report, brought to you from our amazing and terrible world headquarters of Fish and Frank's Bait and Tackle Boutique right here on the shores of Charlotte Harbor. Was any of that true?
No.
We're pretty close to the shore of Charlotte Harbor.
Pretty close. When horseshoes, hand grenades, and bombs.
When the hurricane was here, we were closer to the shore of Charlotte Harbor.
Much closer.
It was almost on the shore. Anyway, Captain Josh Olive and Mr. Robert Lukowitz here talking about the place-by-place fishing area. I, of course, Josh, am just going to be doing the typing. Robert is going to be supplying all the information. He's the man with the plan. And these fishing reports come to us courtesy of you guys who are out there fishing. So if you're listening to the fishing report and you're wondering, hey, why don't they have more information? It's because you don't tell Robert enough. Robert, how can they report to you?
Call the shop, 941-625-3888. Ask for me. And I don't need to know your exact spot. I just need to know an area.
Any information is good and useful, including negative information. Mm-hmm. You go out and your plan was we were going to catch a bunch of redfish and you don't catch any redfish, well, call and give Robert that information. That's helpful. That's useful. So.
Right.
Anyway, this thing kicks off with the Harbor Heights and upriver along with Shell Creek. Robert, what have you been hearing?
Well, some bull sharks, baby bull sharks, a lot of gar. They've been seeing a lot of juvenile tarpon rolling around up there, too. And then a handful of baby snook being caught. But the rains are just starting up there. We're starting to see a little bit of dirty water moving around because some of these deluges have been pretty impressive. So it's changing things up every day.
No kidding. These little tarpon, have they been biting anything?
Not very well.
Okay.
Typical. Typical okay. Baby tarpon.
All right. How about the snook?
The snook are cooperating. They're catching them all on a lot of soft plastics, hand shrimp.
There we go.
Couple hard baits too, but mostly soft plastics and shrimp.
And when we say little snook, we're talking about
15 to 24 inches.
That's tolerable.
Yeah, basically average snook.
Okay. I'm gonna change this to say average snook instead of babies.
Well,
there we go.
It's like I was trying to explain to that guy last night. I'm like, you just caught your equivalent of a 10-pound bass club now, because it's like everyone strives for a 40-incher, which is damn near impossible.
Yep.
To me, that's the equivalent of about a 15-pound bass nowadays.
Which can be done.
But you might have to do it in four lifetimes.
Yeah. So, yeah, going out and catching a 35-inch snook, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He's ruined forever.
Yeah.
The Darce Park Boat Ramp I-75 Bridges area.
I got nothing there.
Nothing there. How about the 41 bridges?
Some small cobia, bull sharks.
How small are the small cobia?
Undersized. Every one of them have been so far that I've heard of.
So 30-inch-ish?
And nobody's really said size-wise. They've just all said they were undersized.
Okay.
And then there's been a bunch of snook at night with some mixed-size tarpon from juveniles to about 80 pounds. Mostly people are seeing them, not hooking them.
Okay.
And the mangrove snapper is starting to thin out at an alarming rate down there. They're not as many as there were a week ago.
Why is that, Robert?
It's time for them to head offshore. Summertime spawn.
That's a good thing. Making more snapper.
Yes,
we need
is.
More snapper for later. All right, let's slide it on over to the Lashley Seawall. You got any of the Lashley Seawall reports?
Nope.
Okay. Bayshore and Port Charlotte Beach piers are gone, so we're not going to talk about those, but we can talk about Spring Lake Park if you heard anything.
Catfish, a baby jewfish. A guy hooked a couple juvenile tarpon there the other night, along with several average size snook.
And how would you be fishing over here?
Free line and a shrimp, or maybe a split shot. A And paddle tails are working good, too.
Got a color preference?
Well, white and then a dark color because the water... If we get one of those late afternoon storms for about 2 hours, the water gets muddy. And then it clears back up pretty good, but it's still getting a little bit more each day, a little bit more tan in color to it. Like, I can still see off the dock about 2 feet, 3 feet down into the water, but it's starting to get that
starting tea to turn
color.
Yellow, and then red, and then brown. Normal, natural, to be expected. And by the way, if this is your first year down here and you see that color change and you see it starting to take on that little bit of red hue, don't worry, it is not red tide.
No. No.
Red tide's not red.
Not in this country.
Nope. And the red tide you'll get eventually is probably not going to come all the way up into your canals. You'll have heard about it for a couple weeks going off out at the beach before you'll hear about it up in your canals. And just so you know, the red tide report currently doesn't show anything out there. So, nothing to worry about.
Even better.
Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
A lot of average-sized snook. Some black drum. Bull sharks. What else going on?
Black drum are schooling now, or?
Starting to a little bit. They aren't cooperating very well, but they're starting to school up a little bit.
Why aren't they cooperating?
I don't know. I don't know.
What kind of fish whisperer are you?
I have no idea.
All right, snook, drum, what else?
Some sand bream. And there again, mangrove snapper, but they're starting to thin out.
Okay, did you say tarpon?
There's been some juveniles rolling around, but not anything significant yet. I think we got another couple weeks before that rain really gets them moving around and showing themselves more.
Okay.
There's been far more over in PGI than on the Port Charlotte side.
Well, we're not to the PGI part yet. Shh, that's a separate report. What are you doing over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeesh. The Elder Bean Bridge.
Just like making it crazier. I've got no reports from over there.
What?
It's the first time in a little while.
I was going to say, it's been very steady with getting reports out of there. And now?
This past week, I've gotten nothing from there.
You know why? Because the fishing probably got better.
Probably.
And they don't want to talk about it because they don't want people going over there to fish.
Mm-hmm. Well, I did see a picture on there. That looked like Elgin Beam, but I couldn't tell if it was the 41 bridge in the background, the top secret spot.
Yeah, the top secret spot. That's Elgin Beam.
Okay.
So
I was pretty sure it was Elgin Beam.
Yeah, because he had already posted a couple that said Elgin Beam, and the people were like, stop talking about it. So he's like, okay. Top secret spot. And if you want to know what we're talking about, well, it's very simple. It's all on the Fish and Frank's Fishing Club Facebook group. So a lot of stuff happening on there. If you're not a part of that and you are on Facebook, you probably should join the Fish and Frank's Fishing Club.
Did a cop call you yesterday by chance?
He texted me.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, moving on. The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
Nothing.
Nothing. Well, that's nothing. Consistent with what we've been with that. How about the South Gulf Cove canals?
Absolutely nothing.
Just checking.
I asked my buddy yesterday who lives over there. He said he's seeing tilapia and Mayan cichlids around his dock, and he said his neighbor did catch a snook off of his dock.
Well, that's a report, Robert.
That's one guy. That's not a report. That's one guy. I need at least two or three to go, okay, that's worth mentioning.
I'm putting it.
Okay.
I already did. It's on there.
All right.
At least the Mayan cichlids and tilapia part.
Okay.
So. All right. How about the west wall?
Some redfish. Baby bull sharks on the bar.
Some redfish. Same place we expect them?
Yeah, up under the bushes. Miles of the creeks.
What were they eating?
Shrimp. One guy did catch a couple on a spoon, but most of them were catching them on shrimp.
Yeah.
Or the three guys that gave me reports.
Okay. Bull shark?
Bull shark's cruising the bar. Lots of little guys in that 2 to 4 foot range. He did see one that he said was pushing 6 to 7 cruising the bar.
Probably there to eat the 2-footers.
Yeah, exactly.
They know when the babies are born.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do.
All right, bull sharks cruising the bar, redfish under the bushes. What else you got?
We got nothing else.
Really?
I haven't heard of any snook over there.
Not a snook?
I know they're there, but...
Not a trout? Not a ladyfish?
Nope.
Not a mackerel?
Nope.
No tarpon?
Nope.
All right. Well, then we'll just put redfish and bull sharks and move on to the Cape Hayes bar.
Okay. Some small trout, a couple of ladyfish, and he caught like a 10-inch flounder.
But that's just one guy, Robert. That's just one guy.
He went there 2 days in a row and did the same exact thing.
Could have lied about it twice.
Nope. He didn't catch the flounder 2 days in a row, but he caught a 10-inch flounder. So that was what caught my attention, because it was just kind of funny. He's like, it was little. I didn't even know if I thought I was snagged on some grass or something. I'm like, that's funny. And he did say that he saw flipper go down the channel heading into Turtle Bay, but no flipper at all on the bar to bother him.
Well, you know why?
Because there hadn't been any fish there.
That's exactly why. Turtle and
he
bull.
Went there mostly to look for bonnet heads because he had grandkids with him.
Oh, okay.
And
disappointed with that, I'm sure.
He saw one. So he ended up taking the bonnet, going somewhere else.
Turtle and Bull Bays.
Turtle and Bull Bays. We got redfish.
Redfish.
Lots of regular sized snook. A few small trout. And some small bull sharks cruising through there.
Okay.
The main channel on, I would say, the harbor side going into Bull Bay, right before the shacks, they were catching a lot of mangrove snapper last weekend.
Okay.
But I'm assuming that there's still going to be some of those fish there, because those are all fish that are getting ready to migrate offshore, so they're constantly switching out where the ones that are leaving the upper harbor stop there for a little bit.
So are they fishing actually right around the shacks there?
No, in that deeper trough that's on the left-hand side by that first shack.
So they're in the trough?
Yeah.
Okay.
Around that oyster patch that's right there?
Yep.
Usually a good sheep's head spot?
Yep.
He said he caught one that was 16 inches.
Really?
Yeah. He had several that were in the 13 and 14 range. And he was freelining a shrimp and freelining some white bait.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. That brings us to Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple Spanish mackerel around the Danger Reef vicinity. Not good numbers, though. Pegleg called me, I think it was yesterday. He was out there on a charter trying to shark fish and couldn't get anything in that whole area. He was having a frustrating time.
I see.
If he calls me, he's definitely having a frustrating time.
Yeah. Did you send him somewhere else local, or?
I told him to go check over by the Pirate Harbor hole. He didn't get squat there, and he ended up going up to the Alligator Creek Reef and caught a couple, and a short cobia, and I forget what else.
Okie doke. Let's talk about Gasparilla Sound.
That's the look you make when you get hit in the chest by a 200-pounder.
Oh, he looks like he's really hurting there.
It hurt him.
Jeez. Oh, and all I can do is laugh at him.
Yeah, no.
I'm so heartless. We're looking at a photo of a guy who just got punched in the chest by a very large arapaima. What's that? You don't know what an arapaima is. Oh, there you go. Nice little black tip.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently it's picture showing time now, guys. I'm sorry you don't get to participate because you're on the other end of the radio.
It's just good with the sunset and everything else.
It's beautiful. I think it's a great shot. I think you should send it to me. That's what I think. so everybody else can see it.
Oh, yeah.
In the magazine, you know?
Okay.
I got a much better plan, actually. We'll post that with the fishing report instead of a photo of us.
Oh, great.
People are tired of looking at us. They'll be much happier to see you and your shark.
Yes, great.
Again, that'll be on the Fish and Frank's Fishing Club Facebook group. Gasparilla Sound, what do we got going on in there?
What do we got going on in there? Spanish mackerel, trout, out in that 5 to 8 feet of water range.
Okay.
And,
taking shrimps off plastics?
Both. They're also getting a mixed variety of sharks right there around the clam lease area.
Okay.
And also, the redfish and a bunch of small snook up along the shoreline there around Whidden Creek.
Okay. Shorelines. Perfect. Anything else?
Nope.
All right, then Placida. The pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, the Gasparilla Pass, and of course we are fishing the Placida Pier from the boat because you can't fish it from land unless you want to get trespassed out of there.
Yeah. Some guy, his buddy, actually got arrested out there.
Yeah. I'm not real surprised. You know, they throw you out of there once, twice, three times, then they trespass you, then you go back out again. What do you expect is going to happen?
Yeah, he also wasn't helped that he got lippy.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to make friends with a cop, remind him who pays his salary.
Yeah.
That'll do wonders.
Works out really well.
Yeah. Anyway, Placida, what's the fishing like?
A lot of the same thing. Some Spanish mackerel, mixed variety of sharks. There was tarpon there, but I haven't heard of anything since the full moon. And then a whole crap load of little snook and flipper. Flipper and more flipper. Flipper, I guess, has been unbelievable there. But that's to be had this time of year when everyone goes out there trying to look for a big snook or the tarpon and just start messing around with all the other stuff while they're there.
Yep. All right, what have we heard about Lemon Bay?
Actually, there was a guy that got some redfish underneath the docks up there along with a few snook. And then another guy was in with his, I mean, they were young adult grandkids. And they caught a couple bull sharks off the dock there. He jumped one tarpon. He saw several tarpon roll out there in the channel. And he's right there on Lemon Bay, I guess.
Okay.
That's the way he described it. And then they caught a couple of snook and a couple of whiting off the dock. He was saving the whiting to try to fish for the sharks that evening.
Okay. All right. The Anger Pier doesn't exist, so we're going to take it right on out into the Gulf. Bottom fishing, trolling, anything we got?
Let's see. Spanish mackerel near shore. A couple barracudas near shore. And then getting out to about 15 to 25 miles is where all your snapper, your lane snapper, mangrove snapper, even a handful of yellowtail snapper have been. The couple of reports that I had for red snapper.
Hold on, you're doing this thing again that you like to do.
Sorry.
Lanes, mangroves, yellowtails.
Mm-hmm.
Was 15, 25?
15 to 25.
Okay, and they are segregated out by species now?
Yeah, they're definitely starting to do that.
Okay. Okay, tell me about the red snapper.
Red snapper are 150 to 180 feet of water.
That's far.
It's the only two reports I got. one guy fishing 154 feet of water. He got two fish that were like 15 pounds. Those are the two big ones. And the other guy was out like 180 feet of water or something like that. And they got fish up to 18 pounds. And a couple mangrove snapper up to 5 pounds. A couple of yellowtail up to 5 pounds. And he was showing me a picture of his first wahoo on his boat.
That's awesome.
Hit a free line sardine out the back of the boat. Frozen sardine. They were just free lining while they were bottom digging.
There you go.
Yep.
It's good that he was smart enough to do that.
The picture looked like it was probably 40-something inches long.
I'll take it.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
All right, so we got Spanish, we got Cudas, we got some various different snapper species. Do we have any Grupa?
A couple of red grouper mixed in with those two guys that were red snapper fishing. They were more excited about their snapper catches than they were the red grouper catches.
I would be too. But none inshore, shallower?
Nope. Just one misinformed customer thought he was going to go out gag grouper fishing because he was told that it was open season on them.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, A, good luck. B, don't do that.
Yeah. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier. The north jetty is open from land. The south jetty is closed. The pier is partially open, but people are still fishing the jetties from the boat. What have we heard?
Average snook, whiting, some Spanish mackerel.
The snook are around the jetties?
Yeah. And off the Sharky's pier.
Okay.
Mostly right at the beginning of the surf line, obviously.
Right. Okay. And then there was whiting, and you said something else.
Some Spanish mackerel.
Okay. That makes total sense. Okay. Punarasa.
Nothing.
Redfish Pass.
Nothing.
Captiva Pass.
Nothing.
Boca Grande Pass.
Tarpon.
All right.
That's it. It's the only thing I've heard of there.
Is that,
well, it was the Hilltide on Wednesday, so that's the only thing people are kind of really out there, really hardcore targeting the last several days.
Yeah, but we're now past the Hilltide.
Yes.
And we had talked about those fish expanding outwards once we hit the end of that.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Perfect. Let's...
Enough time to run and get Mountain Dew, so thank you, Dave.
All right, so we had talked about some of those fish leaving the pass and moving around into other places after the spawn. So is that occurring?
Not yet.
Okay.
A bunch of fish didn't come back. And I don't know if it's because of all those really brutal thunderstorms we've had the last 3 days in the late afternoon, but there was a lot of fish that did not come back as of yesterday.
Okay.
There were still fish in there. But talking to Carl and one of our regulars, he went out there with some family on Thursday and Friday, and he said there was half the amount of fish in there that were in there on Tuesday.
Okay.
And there's not squat out on the beach, according to Carl and that same guy.
Okay. So could be some interesting things happening with tarpon here.
Mm-hmm. He said the sharks have been really bad. Both of them were talking about the sharks, too.
Right. Well, and if the sharks have been heavy enough to drive those fish out of there and they don't need to come back into the pass because they're going to be done with the spawn, then maybe they just moved on. I mean, there's a lot of other places these fish go later into the summer. You know, they head up and move, I mean, all the way around the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you have those fish heading to Louisiana, heading to Texas, heading to Pensacola, all kinds of places they can go.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be interested to hear what we hear next week.
Right.
Meantime, we're going to go on to walk the Gulf beaches and do a little surf fishing. What do we got, Robert?
Oh, we got a lot of whiting, a lot of snook, average size, a couple of pompano. Some small jacks, a couple even blue runners, especially up there at Blind Pass. I got into like a half a dozen blue runners up there. What else was there? A couple of small sharks. One guy fishing off of Sanibel got some trout, 21, 22, and his buddy got a 23, I think he said.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
But these other fish are just scattered wherever.
Yeah. Yep.
And all the beaches have been pretty good?
Yeah. Mixed reports everywhere.
Okay. All right. Matt Lachey, Indian Field, Smokehouse Bay.
Nothing.
Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondongo Patricio.
Nothing.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
Nothing.
Burnt Store and Two Pines.
Redfish. Guy was fishing closer to Two Pines than anywhere else. But he caught like 8 redfish from 19 inches to the biggest one was 25 and a half, I think he said. 24 and a half or 25 and a half. But he got them all on artificials. He got them on the Marsh Minnow and the Little John.
Okay.
Early morning, he said he was back home by 10 o'clock in the morning. He hooked a couple peanut snook. Didn't land them. He saw a couple juvenile tarpon. Did not get in the bite. Spooked one shark that he said was probably about 5 or 6 foot cruising, just kind of lollygagging along the little trough. Mm-hmm. He said it was kind of neat because he saw it just barely fin sticking out of the water as it was getting closer and closer, and he got close enough, saw the boat, and flipped out.
Yep. Well, they do that.
Yeah.
He thought it was a big shark.
Yeah.
He was about to get eaten. You'd yep. flip out, too.
Yep. Still neat when they tell you some of the things that they get to see. You know, when people are out there fishing on a boat, for that matter, mostly is the amount of different wildlife you get to see. And it's like, there's times where I get a little jealous of some of their stories that you hear about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, this is, we're running out of the time to do that. When this water gets dark, you'll miss a lot of that stuff. It'll happen still. You'll just never see it. So.
Yep.
But, nope, it's cool stuff. And the other thing about that is if you want to see things like that, then you've got to get away from the crowds. If you're where everybody else is, then you're never going to see that kind of stuff. I mean, yeah, there might be interesting stuff to see in Boca Grande Pass, but I don't know. Being able to see those animals really being themselves out there, you need shallow, clear, and undisturbed.
Right.
So. All right, moving on to the East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Bonnet heads. Lots of bonnet heads throughout that whole area. And a few redfish just to the north of Pirate Harbor. He hooked a couple snook also. He caught one on a fly. He caught his first little tiny snook on a fly. He says probably about 12 inches. But he's learning how to fly fish, so he's playing around a little bit. But he was excited, which I don't blame him. That would just be cool.
No, that's great. All right. And no juvie tarpon?
Nope.
And no cobias?
Nope.
Fine. Alligators Creek, Poachers Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Mangrove Snapper, but they're starting to leave too. And that's the only thing I've heard of in there.
Okay. Ponce de Leon Park.
Mangrove Snapper. A couple of Black Drum. Baby Bull Sharks. And not so baby Bull Sharks. One customer's talking about a 6 or 7 footer swimming around behind his house back there. And the next day he hooked something that just totally freight trained him. And he's assuming it was that bigger shark or a different bigger shark. Because it stripped him out about 150 feet and broke him off on the neighbor's dock because he couldn't hold his rod out far enough.
Nope.
But he was using catfish for bait, and that's what hit it.
At least he didn't break the rod.
Yeah.
Okie doke. The snook situation?
A lot of peanuts. A lot of juvenile tarpon rolling back in there. but they are seeing more schools of black drum. Not too many people catching them, but seeing a lot of them.
So is this still Ponce de Leon Park, or did you move on to the PGI canals?
I thought I moved into PGI. I thought you said PGI.
No, I said Ponce de Leon Park.
Sorry. I jumped ahead of it. I apologize.
All right, so I'm just going to take this out. I'm going to just cut that, and we'll move that over here to Ponce de Leon Park. PGI canal. Okay. There we go. All right, so what's happening at Ponce de Leon Park?
The mangrove snapper, a couple of the small bull sharks. That's it.
All right.
Sorry, I thought we moved on. I apologize.
We had not, but that's okay. All right, so in the PGI canals, Robert, what do we got?
The bull sharks.
Do we have
the
mangrove snapper?
Yes, they're starting to leave too.
Black drum starting to school.
Mm-hmm. They're having a hard time catching them, but they're seeing a lot of them. Like, some of these guys are seeing 40, 50 fish lollygagging together.
Okay.
And I've had, like, 5 different people come in and ask about the carp, the gold carp that are in there. And they're seeing little juvenile tarpon. A few guys are hooking them back in there on little white bait that they're catching.
Live white bait for the tarpon. I'm guessing they won't take a frozen one like the snapper will.
Probably not.
Maybe, though. If you hung it under a float.
They might.
I mean, they eat a dead ladyfish under a float.
Yeah, they just might.
It might be worth a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right. Mangrove snapper, black drum, bull sharks, small snook, and tarpon. Mm-hmm. Anything else in the PGI canals?
No.
Okay. We will now move on to the next spot, Robert.
Okay.
Gilchrist Pier doesn't exist, so we're going to talk about Alligator Creek Reef.
Some short cobia, mangrove snapper that are starting to leave, and a couple guys did catch some small sharks off of it. That's like the first mediocre report I've had in quite some time there.
Yeah,
Oh, Pegleg did catch one little gag grouper off of it the other day, too, when he stopped at it.
Okay. A bibby gag.
Mm-hmm.
A gag bibby. The 20-foot holes.
Just a few sharks, but not. They have been hot and heavy this week. This full moon's had some pretty good changes, along with all the rain. But I think over the next couple weeks, you'll see that those 20-foot holes start to light up.
As they should.
Hopefully.
All right. The bait fish report. White bait, but also threadies, pins, sardines, etc.
White bait. White bait is the only thing. Like, thread fins are, unless you're going way down into Pine Island Sound or about 10 miles offshore, there's not hardly any around.
And the white bait?
White bait, marker 2, marker 1, Jug Creek. That's it. Marker 2 has been really weird. Guys have been struggling, then other guys have been doing just fine. Basically normal.
Not atypical.
Mm-mm.
And the pinfish are all over out there on the grass flats.
Yeah, you just got to get out there on the grass.
Yep, and they are easy to catch on a sabiki. Just take your sabiki and leave only 3 hooks on the bottom. Tip them with fish bites. You get all the pinfish you want, 3 at a time.
Not a bad thing at all.
All right. So that brings us to the freshwater reports.
I got nothing.
No freshwater reports.
Okay. From what I understand, Lake Betty is closed for some kind of construction right now.
That sounds about right.
And we haven't had squat for shiners. So a few people have been going down to the Everglades and buying worms to go down there to fish with. But haven't had any reports of any of it yet.
Okay. Let's talk tarpon then. Mm-hmm. Do I need to update the tarpon map here?
Nope.
All right, so we've got the tarpon map, which is now 2 weeks old. It shows your best shot in Boca Grande Pass, maybe a little bit just inside of and outside of Boca Grande Pass, maybe a little bit way up there by Venice Inlet, a couple of possible maybe spots in the inner part of the harbor and the passes north and south.
Yep.
You're comfortable with that?
Yep. Sounds about right.
Okay. So... crabs still the bait to use?
Crabs are definitely still the bait to use.
All right. That pretty much wraps up this report. Unless you have any final words of wisdom that you'd like to throw in here. Just in general?
Nope.
Would you like to do a shout out for anybody?
Nope.
A birthday greeting?
Nope.
Anything at all?
No.
Recite a poem?
Yeah.
Sing us your favorite song?
Yeah, no.
None of that?
Nope.
All right. Well, you're no fun at all. Say goodnight, Robert.
Good night, Robert.